From WGCU News, I'm Julie Glenn. A new way to mitigate the blue-green algae bloom is being tested in southwest Florida. WGCU's Rachel Iacovone reports from the boat that was deploying the technology into area waters this month.
The boat is packed with representatives from seemingly every water quality nonprofit or advocacy group in the area, along with a large pile of bright green foam.
The product is a foam, open cell foam, and it can have many configurations. The foam that has the long fingers, when we deploy it, it looks like a curtain underwater.
That's Glenn Watley of Aquaflex Holdings. The company started 8 years ago when founder Scott Smith created this technology to clean up the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. This time, it's not petroleum, but cyanobacteria that Aquaflex is after.
This foam will collect the phosphates, which are the nutrients. So it's kind of a two-step strategy, remove the bacteria, but also remove the nutrients, so you essentially starve the bacteria as well.
The vessel reaches a particularly green canal just off the Caloosahatchee River in Fort Myers, and the captain shuts off the engine. Smith, the inventor of these foam contraptions, climbs onto the stern of the boat.
What we're going to do here is we're going to put in the water an open cell foam that is designed for the whole water column.
Okay.
Ready?
Lose that camera, man.
2, 3.
Bombs away!
We're removing, detecting, and sampling at the same time. And what we're able to do is take the top, the middle, the bottom.
From the surface, the foam looks like a pile of inedible noodles. But below, Smith ensures it's already hard at work. The day before, the same structure deployed upriver had sucked up more than 16 times its weight in an hour. It's a promising way to battle the festering algae, and a cost-effective one, since the sponge-like foam can be wrung out and used again. But Charlotte Harbor National Estuary Program's executive director says the efforts would be unnecessary if the bloom was stopped before it even had the chance to start.
Of course, the real solution for us is really keeping nutrient pollution out of the waterways to begin with, which is the most cost-effective way of addressing this problem long-term.
Jennifer Hecker estimates that treatment costs at least 10 times as much as prevention would. The Colusa waterkeeper says it's probably closer to 1,000. Hecker spends a lot of time out on the water, and this isn't her first bloom. But this trip, she has to wear a respirator.
2 weeks ago, I went out and did water quality sampling for an hour, and I was almost hospitalized for 2 days. It's not just people who have respiratory illnesses who are being exposed to these toxins that are having problems. People who don't have any history of respiratory illness are experiencing health impacts.
Once all of the Aquaflex tech is deployed, Florida Gulf Coast University will begin its monitoring and testing to figure out the full scope of the bloom in southwest Florida waters and its health effects on those with or without pre-existing conditions. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, the Caloosahatchee River.